Hello, and welcome to episode one of Pick of the Noises, the first podcast from Radio Fenchester. I'm your host, Tom Tuck. Now, I'm also one of the hosts of the breakfast show here at Radio Fenchester, or Radfen, as everyone keeps telling me to stop saying. Now, if you're a local, then hopefully you've heard me over your ricicles, or perhaps you've heard one of my Radio 4 appearances from, well, a while ago, to be honest. We've got a whole ear full of great clips from all over this week's shows, as well as a few mediocre ones, so do keep your lug holes tuned all the way up. First, though, here's a brief guide on how to download this podcast. You'll go to iTunes or whatever program you use to get your pod morsels. If you've never slotted a pod thing into your smart telephone before, then you can find a program to help you pod using Bing or Yahoo. Once you've got a pod prog, just click on this episode and listen to the magic unfurl. It's like listening to the radio, but a whole bunch more complicated. Now, our first clip this week comes from The Breakfast Show, where we had at least one reasonably interesting conversation.
We're getting a number of calls about the new electricity pylons. Rachel from Fenchester says, you can see them from the post office.
Yes, you certainly can, and I've got to say, I like that.
Ben from Fenchester says, my dog peed on one, but it was fine.
Well, the dog or the pylon? Ideally both.
Finally, Joe from Fenchester says, there's one on my granddad's grave. And now the sports.
It was a big weekend for crab squawking, as literally people turned out to see the Heathersage murderers completely bowled by both the Mansfield Skags and the Shuttleton Duggars with a pungent swerve that makes the league table look like naked hell of maths. It was once again all thanks to workhorse and all-round scrubber Alison Vagina, whose final munch poked them right through to the worm.
And that was resolutely a highlight. This week, on our weekly food show, In Your Mouth, In Your Ear, resident epicurean James Potts had a rather tasty experience at the Rose and Other Rose.
Now that is a pie.
A sickeningly strong endorsement there. Later that episode, we got the final results of this week's blind tasting.
A.
A.
A?
A resounding success for A! This week's winner is Glade 2-in-1.
Also this week, we were treated, if that's the right word, to the serialisation of Sir Geoffrey's Men, a historical novel written and read by Fenchester's own Alan Perkins.
Sir Geoffrey paced around the table, pacing and pacing and pacing. Something was afoot in Fenchester. He could feel it. He banged his fist upon the round table, much as his great-grandfather Arthur had done on his own round table hundreds of years before. There was no time to lose. Sir Geoffrey hurriedly put his armour on apace. First, the doublet of fustian lined with satin, with gussets of mail sewn in the bends of the arms. Next, a pair of worsted wool hose and short bulwarks of thin blanket. Next, the shoes of thick cordwain fitted with small whipcords. Next, the metal armour, the cuirass and backplate with fold, the tonlets and the breastplate, the van braces and the gauntlets. It was a classic armour combination, good for battle by feet or battle by horse.
Truly the highlight of the novel there. And you can get a signed copy of Alan's book from Alan's house now. What would a week at Radio Fenchester be without a funny mishap? And on Wednesday, we ran into a little briar patch of technical difficulties during the Drive Jam show, just after 4:45. While our hosts were interviewing local police czar, Chief Constable Declan Turner, it appears someone had pressed the mute button with her fat elbow, meaning that listeners were treated to 8 minutes of silence. Here's a clip. I know we'll still be laughing about that for many days to come. Also on Wednesday's Drive Jam, we started a new Lonely Heart section, and tens of you called in.
We've got Pauline on the line. Pauline, sell yourself, although I should clarify you must not exchange money for services.
OK, well, I'm looking for a man. You wear a sort of faded denim jeans, size 34, slim fit, They actually make your legs look a little chunky because you're only 5'7". You're always wearing one of those check shirts. You have brown leather brogues. You'll say they're well worn. They're tatty, actually. Your socks are green with little white dots on them, but they're slightly off from the green on your shirt. Not sure how you haven't noticed that. Oh, and when you look at me, your eyes are beautiful, brown and bulging. I miss you, David. I'm so alone.
Not quite what we're looking for. Next on the line is Ben.
Hi, Adam.
Tell the listeners about yourself, Ben.
What has legs but cannot run, 8 fingers but no thumb, is 40 but lives with his mum. Me, I got run over by a tractor.
Harrowing stuff.
As always, a gem in the crown of the week was Prank in Your Ear, the regular segment where local jokester and conservatory millionaire Charlie Battrick plays an unsuspecting prank on someone and secretly records the results. This week, he travelled to a car showroom in neighbouring Drimley-on-the-Wedge. But this wasn't any normal test drive.
So, what do you think? This is a low-consumption sports output hybrid V6.
You know, I think it's just wonderful.
That's great.
That you let people like me behind the wheel.
Right. Do you have a licence?
No, but I do have a guide dog.
It's very funny.
Now, at this stage, I can tell that he's not 100% convinced that I'm actually blind. I could just be a cool dude with shades and a dog.
No, I'm serious. I can't see at all. I've got 2500 vision. Can't see a bloody thing. I can't believe you let me behind the wheel.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy? Look, just pull over. Pull over, mate. Just brake, for God's sake.
Get off. What are you doing?
Give me the wheel.
Get off.
Jesus Christ, man. You're not just blind, you're crazy.
I am crazy. A crazy prankster. It's me, Charlie Battrick, and this has been A Prank in Your Ear.
But then things took a rather unexpected turn, and not just the turn I made into the lamppost.
Look, mate, you'd better keep driving. I'm wanted for armed robbery.
What? No, hold on. Oh, the old double prank. Right, that's a gun, and it's off we go.
And our thoughts are with Charlie and his family. Finally, this week's audio voucher is from Phil and Sons, The Butchers. Simply take this podcast in to receive 10% more mints than usual, often not valid on beef. Now, as you know, we're a commercial radio station, so have adverts when we're on the air. But none of our advertisers actually wanted to be involved with the podcast. So instead, we're turning to you, our dear listeners. If you'd like to donate and subscribe, you can do at patreon.com/radiofenchester. And everyone who does donate will receive a special Christmas episode. Our radio staff are Paul Foxcroft, Tom Webb, Andrew Hubert, James Taylor Thomas and Charlie V. Martin. Our researchers are Nick Pfluger, Ben Jay and Simon Jablonski. I'm Tom Tuck, and our station manager is Matthew Radway.